an extra special edition of tonight's East Side Tape Show. It's the St. Paddy's Day special. All you mix and you mix wannabes. Without further ado, your host, Mr. East Side David McDonald.
Come on, imagine you. See how they're chanting my name?
I got it started, David.
Eastside Dave.
Eastside Dave. Come on. Come on.
Eastside Dave.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Ole, 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 ole. Stop it. What kind of show do you think this is? No, I'm just kidding. It's Eastside Dave Show. Jimmy! Minus two, Jim. Well, I mean, he's before the show.
Wow.
Just one blibbity blap after another. I'm trying to compliment Sean O'Barry. Sean O'Barry has brought his brother Dan Barrett in the house. Who's also here?
Who's that?
Everyone's favorite audience member. His name is Mike. He's sitting in the back row. He doesn't want to be on TV. Yeah. He doesn't want to be on TV. Yeah. Too bad. Too bad, motherfucker. You're on television. Too bad. Doesn't want to be on. He doesn't want to. He goes like this.
He really is hiding.
And yet he sits in the audience.
Maybe we should start respecting the audience's wishes.
Mike.
Nah.
Mike, by the way. Yes, it is the East Side Dave Show, St. Patrick's special. Another round of applause. That means that everyone but Roy, am I correct about this? And Jimmy.
Me and Jimmy.
Are fucking balls to the wall drunk as we speak right now. Am I right about
almost.
This?
That is correct.
How long have you been sober?
I'm going on probably 11 or 12 years.
11 or 12 years. Jimmy.
19 and a half years.
In your face, Roy.
Yeah.
He Jimmy wins again.
Jimmy wins again. That's what no one says, pretty much, that Jimmy wins again. Don't look at me. What do you got, a problem with me? I have, you know, with everyone else, I'm in a very jovial drunk mood. With you, I'm in an angry fucking drunk mood, Jimmy. Even though you do look like a 1930s Irish paperboy with this little getup here, I kind of like this. This
you
is
really
fun.
Do?
Dave, I was a paperboy.
I just said that.
I know.
What, are you fucking not listening?
I was a paperboy.
You know when Mike gave us...
What's that, David?
Jameson. Black Barrel.
That's a good one, man.
That's the good one. He doesn't want any credit for that, so having a close-up of him, Drew, because like, he's shielding his head, but my
close
God.
Up, Mike.
Well, you know, he's a member of ISIS,
Mike,
that's the problem there. So it is the East Side Dave Show St. Patrick special, which means that we'll be 250% drunker than usual.
What the fuck?
And Stone, David.
I didn't know that was a joke. I thought that was just part of it.
They're on the teleprompter. That's fine. That's fine. Flutie's here. Come on, everyone.
Where's my
The closest she's ever been to being Irish is when she cyber-stalked Colin Farrell in 2006. She used to be very wet for Colin Farrell. I mean, is that...
Was I?
Is that over the line?
2006, I was in high school.
Yeah, I know.
What are you talking about?
And he was making Phone Booth, dog. He was, yeah, that was your favorite movie. Hey, look, everyone, it's Biggie! All right, Jim. Fine. Big A's Irish connection is that he likes to regularly eat at McDonald's.
Oh, right.
I like that one, right? Who else? Bobo is in attendance! Or as I call him, the world's unluckiest leprechaun. Let's be honest, your life has been hard. Yes or no? Get on the fucking mic tonight!
That's right.
We're not gonna have this tonight. Now it's you and Jimmy in the penalty box. Everyone else is jovial. I love you, Roy. I love you so much, baby.
Yeah.
I love you so much, baby.
Yeah, right.
Only today.
Be a great show.
I love you so much,
remember
baby.
That.
But not you two assholes. Bo, why are you not on the microphone?
I'm on the microphone right now.
Okay, 2 points for you. Minus 4 for you, Jim. You should know better. You should always mic him up. Let's see, who else? Who? Oh, God. How about a round of applause for Jimmy? All right, Jimmy. That was the most lukewarm round of applause. Jimmy's ancestors are actually from Ireland. Yeah. County shitbox where all the Irish people are homeless. It's an indictment on your character, dick. You got a problem with what I said here, Jim? Huh? I'm jolting with everyone else. I'm so happy. Not with you, you motherfucker. All right? I'm an angry drunk with you. Oh my God! Look at what it is, Roy!
Who's that? Who's that?
Legendary Davey Mac Sports Program engineer and drummer. Sean O'Berry! Oh, yeah! Oh, yes, sir! Yes, sir! Sean O is so Irish, he named one of his kids Jameson.
Oh. Hey.
Hopefully he has another child that he can name A.A. Thank you. That was a good one! You assholes!
Dave.
That was a good one, right?
You might have hit too close to home for sure.
Well, you know who's here?
Who's that, David?
Andrea from Queens is here. Andrea from Queens is here. Andrea bought this. Every day is like St. Patrick's Day for Andrea. And that's because every day, Andrea is always drunk. It's a bit of a problem.
Rehab is 2 days away. Don't worry, girl. I got your back.
Last but not least,
who's left, David?
The musical director, Roy Hunter. Roy Hunter is the most Nazi-ish Irishman since Aiden O'Hitler.
Song. I am going to struggle with this one. I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little bit tipsy.
I'll help you out, buddy.
It always seems like a great idea to do a drinking show until you realize that you have to be in charge of the drinking show. And then you're like, I don't know how this is gonna happen. Anyway, what you're about to experience, not a radio show, right, Andrew?
No.
Right?
No.
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 No, right,
no.
Andrew?
No.
It's not a television show, right, Andrew? Am I?
Who would have a song?
Who would have a song? Who would have a song? Nobody. What are we about to experience here, Andrew?
What is the Seaside Station?
Please, not me! Shut down! St. Patrick's Special! Fully in effect!
There's Mayo and the Euro and we go at Donald's and Euro men to Mayo men. Haven't got a farthing. I went up to Montevideo to see Uncle McArdle, but he wouldn't give me half a crown to go to the Waxy Doggo.
Well, what do you have?
I'll have a pint.
I'll have a pint with you, sir.
And if one of you doesn't order, soon be chucked out of the boozer. Man to Euro man, we're going to the Galway races. Says Euro man to Mayo and it hopped me up in braces. I went up to Capitol Street to see the Jewish lander, but he wouldn't give me a couple of bucks for the old man's red suspenders.
What do you got? I'll have a pint.
I'll have a pint with you, sir. And it wouldn't get me down there, then shut down on the food. My old man to your old man, we got no beef for Martin. With your old man to walk in town, got no drink for nothing. I hear a nice advice, I'll go eat fishmonger where the food is gone. See you in the hood, you know that I'm a hunger.
I'm gonna have a
pint.
I'll have a pint with you, sir.
And if what he does in order soon be chucked out of the loser. Take it away, Roy Horner, Lucy, and Sean O'Barry. Gonna be sloppier tonight. I can just feel it. I mean, I'm really speaking about me specifically. It's gonna be very sloppy. Everyone else, I mean, Robert, look at how beautiful Robert is in this almost, you know, green Chris Jericho meets a leprechaun coat. I'm actually loving Robert the entire night. Andrew gave me Jameson. Mike gave me Jameson. Dan is brothers of Sean O. Gucci looks great. Big A's always looking fantastic as the sloppy Marcus Mumford. Roy Horner in the house. Bubbo looks fantastic. And then, of course, there's Jimmy, who's driving me fucking crazy. My old man, we have got no beef for mugging. If we went up to Montana, get a drink with nothing. Here's a piece of advice, I'll go to the fishmonger. When the food is gone, see this, and die of the hunger.
Well, what do you have?
I'll have a punch.
I'll have a punch with you, sir.
And if one of them does, then order to be chucked out of the food. Oh, yeah. St. Patrick, St. Patrick, you're gonna die. Come on, right on.
Sean O'Barry. And
Roy! Roy! Jimmy, are you okay? Jimmy, you're sure that... No, Jimmy, grab the microphone. You're sure that you're not back on the booze train there with how you're acting? Little Coke? Little LSD, maybe? How about some mushrooms? Little heroin? What's the reason for your behavior, usually?
I love you, Dave.
Aww. I can't get mad at him for that. Minus 400 points, though, because it's too early. It's too early for the love thing. That's going to be when we're all a little bit drunker, about 8:05 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Oh, man, by then?
Sheesh. Oh, my God, it's going to be... This particular episode will be the sloppiest Eastside Dave Show St. Patrick's special that we've ever had. It's our fourth annual, by the way. Have a round of applause for that.
That's pretty impressive, David.
First of all, the odds of us even being alive at this point.
Yes.
We're slim to none.
It's like we've beaten cancer, David.
I know. It's wonderful. Yeah. What? He's not allowed to make a joke, Jim? You're getting on Roy's ass, Jimmy?
Oh.
Maybe he has cancer.
You would talk free about cancer.
You know what? It's a free speech network, Jim. So how's everyone doing? Sean O'Barry, it's so wonderful to see you.
It certainly is.
Let me talk to you for a split second here. Sean O'Barry from the legendary David Mack Sports Program.
And the Watchers.
Hi, David.
Sean O, how is the band, the Afghan Whigs cover band you're actually currently engaged in with Roy Horner? Is there a gig tomorrow night, I hear?
That's funny you should ask, David. As a matter of fact, there is a gig tomorrow night.
Set you up for a plug.
At the Cornerstone in Mineola. Long Island. Cornerstone, Mineola, Long
Island.
It's
in Long Island?
That's right. We hit around 9 p.m.
9 p.m.
It's a rock and roll club.
Yeah. And you're going to be there?
Yeah, I'll be playing keyboards with the Afghan Whig cover band.
Some guy, a fan from the Eastside Dave Show, let the Afghan Whig's actual lead singer know that Sean O'Barry and Roy Horner are in currently doing an Afghan Whig's cover band.
Yeah. We got a retweet.
And the fucking guy retweeted it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he verified and everything.
Greg Dooley,
you didn't even know. Yeah. None of you guys are on Twitter.
No. You don't even like the Afghan Whig's, David.
All right, well, that's fantastic. Flutzy, how are you on St. Patrick's? What do you like to usually do during St. Patrick's?
I stay away from all the drunk people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because literally...
Welcome. Flashback to that Puerto Rican parade where all the girls got soaked with Super Soakers.
Oh, my God. I went to a Puerto Rican parade. I'll go. You know, I support my peoples. I'm not Irish, so, like, when I walk along 34th Street and, like, somebody's puking at 10 a.m., I stay away from that.
Is that someone, you know, what, like one of your relatives, your sister?
No!
Okay.
We're not Irish.
I'm
no,
just
Phil
trying
Schultz.
To make sure.
It's Bill Schultz.
Phil. Fluency, would you mind lifting up your left arm in the air for me for
oh,
one
yeah.
moment?
What the fuck is that low-rent shit?
What?
You have a tag on your fucking shirt.
Oh, shit!
You are Puerto Rican.
Oh, fuck.
You're gonna fucking wear this
you
goddamn pink leopard
fucking
outfit.
$17.99, baby.
Oh, look at yeah. that.
Yeah. And so now she's gonna return it tomorrow. That's why.
Weird-ass fucking shirt, and then you're gonna return it and to save
DJ
money.
Max.
I mean, actually, shout out Mystique Boutique. Lower your fucking prices. This piece of shit shirt should cost $5.
You're not
going
to be able to return it now.
Now you won't be able to.
No, because I'm going to be tweeting at
Mystique Boutique.
By the way, Mystique Boutique actually used to be the name of a porn shop on Route 34 in New Jersey.
Mystique Boutique.
I am not even
kidding
fucking
me?
Kidding around.
I believe
you, David. That's legitimately the name. Did you get this at a porn shop?
No.
Because that was
it looks
New
like
Jerseyans
did, right?
know what I'm talking about. I was there all the time, Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew, oh, yeah. I'll get my porn there. Remember porn DVDs, Andrew? I'd be like, I take this one and this one and this one, and then what I'm going to do? I'm going to jerk off. Right, Andrew? Yeah, thank you for the applause, Andrew. I notice Andrew's dealing with applauding that.
Yes.
It says more about you, Andrew, than me or the audience.
Yes.
Andrew, you love St. Patrick's Day,
of
right?
Of course.
You actually told me you have a toast for St. Patrick's Day, broski.
Of course.
Get your big ass up here, broski! Andrew, everybody! Come on! Get that big Irish Jew ass up here, baby! Get that nice, happy, fat ass up here, baby! How are you on St. Patrick's Day, huh? You doing good?
Always.
Sweating a little bit, though. Yeah? You all right? You're drinking.
Yes.
So it is real. I mean, everyone's
yes.
drinking
yes.
and or drunk.
Yes.
But Andrew, I've seen him have this size. Oh, shit. Well, there it is. I'll tell you, there's booze in this shit. I've seen him have this size, but straight up Jameson.
Yes.
Wow.
Straight up Jameson. There's probably, I don't know, 6 shots, I would say, per cup, and you're on cup 3.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You're on cup 3?
He is a little shiny today, huh?
To be a
problem. Are you serious?
I am 100% serious. I am predicting some badness out of Andrew. Don't get in on his wrong side.
Andrew, don't spit on me.
Now.
Okay.
Feel free to get on Jimmy's wrong side. Because, quite frankly, Jimmy always fucks up.
Oh.
You could spit on Jimmy.
Problem with what I said, Jim? Huh? You got an issue with what I fucking said? Everybody else is having a good time, but you're fucking pushing me tonight, buddy.
Do you have any
words for our listeners?
You're
pushing me, baby. You're pushing me. You got something to say to me, baby?
I love you, Dave.
Minus 16 points.
You know what's great? Yes. That Jimmy may be more in the negative than me now.
All right. Andrew, I'm going to let you take it away. I am just going to sit back and have you do your thing.
All right.
As they say in the black community. Do your thing, baby.
Top of the morning, you assholes. They call Big A O'Reilly. World's greatest Irish Jew. I love St. Patrick's Day. The cops are so preoccupied by puking Irishmen that they never notice I've killed 3 girls named Kelly.
Hold on. Garrett, wait. The cops are so preoccupied. You love St. Patrick's Day because the cops are so preoccupied by puking Irishmen that they don't notice that you've killed 3 girls named Kelly.
Yes.
So you're admitting to murder, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Fine.
My favorite Irish celebrity is Shaquille O'Neal. He puts the black back in Irish.
Favorite Irish celebrity is Shaquille O'Neal. He puts the black in black Irish.
Oh.
Yes.
You
He's African American.
He is?
Yes, he is. He's not Irish.
All right.
Okay.
I wish Ireland had more famous people made of chocolate.
He wishes Irish people had more famous people made of chocolate.
Yes.
Thinking about Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes.
He gets confused because he thinks that African Americans are made of chocolate.
Jeez.
Legitimate chocolate. See, it's just... It's the color of the skin. It's just a pigmentation issue, yes. Or not issue. There's no issue.
Issue.
It's just...
Ha-ha!
Ha-ha! Ha-ha! Minus 17 points, Jim. Your laughter's trying to get me to minus 17 points, fucking cocksucker. African Americans, they're not made of chocolate. Okay? You're from Africa.
Sure?
Yeah, I am sure.
Okay.
I'm positive.
Okay.
Don't look at me, David. I'm not convinced yet.
There's no reason to encourage this type of behavior. Continue, Andrew.
Liam Neeson is Irish. He once walked around neighborhoods looking for black people to move to beat. Sounds a lot like Sean O'Barry.
Liam Neeson is Irish. He once walked around neighborhoods looking for black people to beat. Sounds a lot like Sean O'Barry.
Oh. It sure does.
Shut up.
Sad you left, Sean O.
there's very
hey,
little.
Hey, Sean O, welcome back, baby. Welcome back to these Sunday days.
Yes.
There's very little truth to that.
All right, continue, Andrew, please. I actually like that one because it puts Sean O on blast.
There are many stereotypes associated with Irish. Like they are a bunch of barefooted drunkards who have chronic whiskey dick. Sounds like Inside Dave.
Oh.
Many stereotypes associated with the Irish, like a bunch of barefooted drunkards who have chronic whiskey dick. Sounds a lot like Eastside Dave.
Oh. No, you don't. Defend your dick.
That it hurts me.
Oh, okay. What's the truth? No one.
What's the truth?
Maybe.
All right.
Why are you judging me all of a sudden? How do you know what my dick looks like when I'm drunk?
Truth is truth.
Truth is truth.
Right. Actually,
there
it is.
Truth is
truth. All right. Here's,
oh.
Okay.
There's more?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Here's an Irish limit for you. There's once a last named Eileen. He thought I was rude and mean. So I chopped off her head and ripped her. I'll explain.
Yes. The Irish limerick.
Limerick.
There once was a lass named Eileen. She thought I was rude and mean, so I chopped off her head and ripped out her spleen.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You're applauding this.
It was a good poem.
He's killing a woman.
It's art.
It's art. Yeah, exactly.
Sing gay, everyone!
Free speech,
what a great speech! Sing gay, everybody! Come on!
Hold on, wait. What?
I'm not finished yet.
Not finished yet.
No, Mr. Dave.
No, Mr. Dave.
No.
There's more?
Yes, Mr. Champion.
Yes, Mr. Champion.
Yes.
I wish there wasn't any more. It's upsetting to me.
Hey, say that St. Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland.
They say St. Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland. Okay.
I wish I was saying who drove the crabs out of my dick.
He wishes there was a saint who drove the crabs off his dick.
Damn.
You have venereal diseases?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Crabs?
Yes.
Gonorrhea?
Yes.
Chlamydia?
Yes.
HIV?
Yes.
AIDS?
Yes.
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 Yes to all of these.
Yes.
HIV.
Yes.
AIDS.
Yes.
Gonorrhea.
Yes.
Clap.
Yes.
AIDS.
You can't seem to know.
I just want to confirm what I'm dealing with here.
Can't you hear him, Dave? He's definitely positive.
Hey.
It's true.
Yes.
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 Continue, I guess. I don't know. Oh, don't touch.
I'm so looking up right now. Even Bubba looking good to me.
Hold on. You're so liquored up right now. Even Bobo is looking good to you.
Yes.
Oh, whoa.
Man. Okay.
I'm not offended. Not offended.
Keep the mic, Bo.
What? You have a problem with me, fucking ass, Bobo?
Not offended, not offended.
He asked, Bobo, do you have a problem with him fucking your ass?
Not offended at all.
Not offended. Taking a weird,
I have no problem with it.
You have no...
What?
Bo.
Yeah.
You have no problem with Andrew fucking your ass.
It's no problem, no problem, and not
no
offended.
No problem at all.
And not offended at all.
Okay. Bo, have you ever considered you might be gay?
No.
No. Not considered it, or you're not gay?
I'm not gay.
Bullshit.
But you'll take a dick up your ass?
Oh.
What happened
continue,
here?
It's compound media. It's
continue, please.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to hang up and listen to the answer.
It's not a sports talk radio show. You don't have to say thanks for
it's
taking
not?
My call.
It's not?
No, it's not.
Okay.
You get confused about that. You're actually yes, here sir. Right yes. now on East Side Dave Show.
I am?
St. Patrick's Day special,
okay.
yeah.
All right.
You're not calling in to a sports show.
Oh, I thought I was.
You thought wrong. Big A, everybody, come on. What a wonderful.
I'm not finished yet.
No?
You're not finished yet?
Not yet, no.
Oh, God. Not yet.
Not yet, no.
Okay, no. Not yet, no.
What's with Bono's face these days?
What's with Bono's face these days?
Yes. He's looking more and more like Popeye the Sailor Man. If Popeye was bleeding hot pussy.
Bono's looking more and more like Popeye the Sailor Man if Popeye was a bleeding heart pussy.
Oh.
I happen to be a U2 fan. Andrew, that one insulted me. I'm not like Bo. I got offended by that.
Okay. Look, I can keep it and chat with you fuckballs all day, but I'm going to keep my ass drunk, and it takes a lot of... booze get his ass drunk, baby.
He can stay and chat with you fuckballs all day, but he's got to get his ass drunk. And it takes a lot of booze to get his ass drunk, because it's...
have a great St. Patrick's Day, dickweeds.
Okay, have a great St. Patrick's Day, dickweeds. And chug it. You baby,
that was
hugging
you.
So is this shit like annoying to you because you're sober now for like 11 or 12 years and stuff like this?
Oh, no, I'm stoned off my gourd, David.
Oh, you're stoned.
Of course.
Okay.
You think I could possibly do this straight?
I don't know. I'm always curious. We like to play games on this program.
With people.
And we're going to play a game right now. It's a very special game. It's a St. Patrick's Irish version of East Side Dave Show Jeopardy.
Oh.
Now, it's very simple. The contestants are going to be Andrew, Flutzy, and... should I put Jimmy in the game for a change?
Mm.
Actually, the answer is no. Bo, you're in the game. Because not
That's
only
so
do
mean.
I love you, Bo, I despise Jimmy. And I like crushing his heart every chance
his
I get.
His face looks so hopeful.
And he you know what, Jim? With all due respect, your parents were right about you. You were a mistake. It was an issue having you. You know what your nickname is with your parents? The Burden. I know. Wow. I'm Facebook friends with your mom. The Burden. That's you, pal. You should choose that as like a Twitter handle. Burden underscore 000. Okay? Because you're a zero. Get it? All right? I told you don't fuck with me before the show. You didn't listen. Shono's brother, I'm sorry for this. Mike, you know, I'm sorry. You gave me this big, gigantic ball of Jameson, and then you're like, I don't want to be on camera, Dave, man. Drew, make sure he gets make sure he gets a quick close-up on Mike. Don't put me on camera, Dave, man. You're on camera. You're on camera. You can try and hide your face, shield it with your hand. You're on camera. You can try to do a Tim Tebow, but you're on camera, baby. You're on camera. Okay, now the game is going to commence. Immediately.
Commence?
Dave, can I keep score?
No. The answer is no. I want you to participate as little as possible. Andrea, please keep score. Andrea!
Yes, Andrea!
World's greatest scorekeeper. So here we go. Go ahead, Roy Harder. What happened there?
Pick a key, Dave.
Hanging me out to dry? Asshole, I'm the drunk one over here.
I saw a lot of keys when I looked out, and I was like, holy shit, I gotta pick one of these.
Oh, no. Shono and I have seen this before. Yeah.
It's a lot of white and black keys.
He is going to be laying down on the sofa for about half an hour. When he gets too high,
he's gonna need a nap.
He starts freaking out.
Yeah.
He literally just said, I looked at my keyboard, and I saw too many keys. The same keyboard he's had for 10 fucking years.
That's not the extra big one, Roy? It's the same one?
All right, here we go. You ready, David? Here we go. I got this.
All right. Here we go. One at a time. No shouting out.
Yes.
Andrew, Flutie, Bo, in that order. Bo, get your ass on the mic, baby.
Okay.
All right. Andrew, you ready? You're going to start this fucking shit.
Of course, yes.
It's the St. Patrick's Day Special East Side Day Show, Kevin! Here we go. All right, Andrew, ready?
Yes.
Old potatoes, stale Guinness, sour cabbage. I want to say, remember, this is all about St. Patrick's, but it's also about Eastside Dave Show. It's a mashup of both worlds. It's a specialized Jeopardy game. Old potatoes, stale Guinness, sour cabbage. Go ahead and answer.
What does Bubba's ass smell like?
What does Bubba's ass smell like?
What the fuck? How did you know this? I can't.
Unbelievable job, Andrew.
Yeah, no, cheating.
Not cheating.
Cheater. I'm convinced.
Oh, wait a minute. Unsportsmanship.
Bring the whole room down.
All right, fine.
Unsportsmanship.
Fine, I'm sorry. Jesus.
Dave, can I take her place?
No.
Can I take her place?
Okay, let's go.
Maybe.
Do that to you.
Let's go.
One more bringing the room down scenario.
Oh.
All right, how can I bring the room up?
Do a little dance. Do a little Irish chick right now. Let's go. Play a little Irish chick. Let's go.
What do I have to do now?
Do a little Irish chick.
I thought we're in the middle of a game.
Do an Irish chick. Play the goddamn fucking song. Yeah. That's not an Irish chick. That's terrible. That is not how you do an Irish chick.
Nice
Lord of the Dance, Jimmy, you're back on it. Plus 2 points, baby. You're back on it. All right, Flutie.
Yes.
3.5 inches.
Oh, God. Fuck. That's it?
Think about this.
That's it?
Yes.
That's the only... Okay. 3.5 inches.
That's it?
What is a dick I hope I never see?
Boy, look at the answer. Go.
Is that close?
Should we give it to her?
Let's give it to her, David.
Let's give it to her. What's the biggest size penis Flutzy has seen on an Irishman? 3.5 inches.
I can't believe I got that.
You're lucky Roy's in a hospitable mood. And also that he's high. Because I was not prepared to give that to you. All right, Bo.
So lucky.
Bo.
I'm ready.
Think about this. And for once in your fucking cotton-picking life, focus.
All right.
You're not gonna get mad, like offended if I like say that shit. Like,
no, I'm not gonna be offended.
Focus.
Not offended.
You're not gonna be offended if I like.
Not offended.
I don't know, like go to your house in Queens and burn it to the ground and kill your mom, right? That's not gonna offend you.
It's not offended. I'll be angry.
You're not gonna be offended if I kill your mother. I want you to think about what I just said.
There. I would go Liam Neeson on your ass.
Right.
But I would not be offended.
You're not gonna be offended. What if I killed your dogs and then cremated your dogs, took a funnel, got that funnel, slammed it into your dick hole, poured the ashes of your dogs into the funnel, it went into your dick hole. That's not going to offend you, right? It's compound me. It's a free speech.
I would go John Wick on your ass, but I would not be offended.
He's not going to be. My favorite thing about him is he's not offended. Okay, Bo. Ready? Sinead O'Connor. Think, Bo.
All right.
I really want you to think. Sound it out if you have to. Sinead O'Connor, famous Irish musician. Go ahead, Bo. Think, Bo.
Singers that are batshit crazy? What are batshit crazy singers that haven't had a hit in over 20
shit.
Years?
Holy!
You know what?
Room.
I'm gonna give it to him. Who is a person more mentally unstable than Bobo? I'm gonna give it to him. St. Patty's Day. We're in a generous mood. You know what? All right, so it's tied after one round. Okay. 3 rounds each. Yes. Andrew.
Yes.
The answer is my beloved shillelagh. Think about this, Andrew.
Yes.
Think about it. Think about what this means.
I don't know what that is.
What do I
wait.
What do I beat homeless people on St. Patrick's Day?
What does Big A beat homeless people to death with on St. Patrick's Day? Boy, you're so high. With the lasers and shit.
Wow, you can hear that, David?
Yeah, I can hear it over the sound of my own fucking voice.
All right,
David. Just relax a little bit over there. It's like fucking Star Wars coming on my left ear. Just relax. Just do the keyboards, baby.
All right, here we go, right?
Do the keyboards. We got plenty of stuff.
All right, here we go. Who's next?
I'm ready, David. Bring in the
room. How much weed did you smoke before the show?
Just one weed.
Bull.
One weed.
All right. Flutzy.
Hey.
Think about this.
Alright.
This is actually easy in my opinion.
Fuck.
The Blarney Stone.
I'm sorry, the what?
The Blarney Stone. The Blarney Stone. Are you cultured at all? Do you know anything about
I know about bodegas.
You've never heard of the Blarney Stone? Oh, she's done.
Help me out. Okay, no. What is some shit I never heard about?
We're three guys that have never been in my kitchen.
I know Barry gets the points. For a Cliff Clavin Cheers callback, and I know that episode.
Yo, I got it!
The Blarney Stone. What does Flutzy call her pussy when men kiss it?
Ah!
Blarney Stone.
But what is that?
It doesn't matter. Everyone else knows.
All right, so
get
did I get
fucking culture. Go to Wikipedia once in a while.
Did I get a point?
You goddamn Puerto Rican fucking uneducated bitch. Bo!
I'm not.
All right, I'm ready.
Bo!
I'm ready.
My left foot. My left foot, Bo. Let's go. Think about it. Sound it out if you have to.
What is something that would be up I ass if you were angry at me?
Close.
I sort of do like it.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's what does Bobo call his left testicle when men kiss it? My left foot.
Oh. Oh my God.
Because guys tend to lick your balls, right, baby?
No, not really.
Are you sure, baby? I'm listen, sure. We're a cool show. We're one of the cool shows. We're like cool with the fucking all that shit.
I'm sure about that.
Why do you say it's such a bad thing? You know how much cock Jimmy sucks on a fucking regular basis? I mean, think about this. Andrew's the only one with.
Yes.
This shit's going to be good, fellas, at the end of the night. It's just going to be me and Andrew. All right, Andrew.
Yes.
All right. Andrea, who's in the league? Someone pass a microphone to Andrea here.
Right now, we do have Big A in a commanding lead with no judge's decision. All answers correct.
Wow. Okay. So, Andrew, you're doing quite well right here.
Funny how that's the case.
Well, because you got the answers wrong.
I know.
You've never heard of that, the
Blarney
Stone.
That's one way to look at it.
You're like, I know, but the cadence of your voice was clearly, you were inferring
suspicious.
A sort of conspiracy against you.
Suspicious.
Funny how that's the case. It's extraterrestrials. Okay. she's doing a fucking ancient aliens gimmick. Orange. Andrew.
Yes.
Orange, white, and green. Let's go. Give it to me.
What's the colors of my victim's turn? When I strangle them.
What color do Big A's victims turn when he strangles them? Orange, white, and green. Unbelievable, Andrew. Okay, Flutzy, you're not out of this yet.
All right.
Focus.
I mean, it's a winning, baby.
Because for Flutzy and Bo, only on St. Patrick's Day, I hope you're okay with this, Andrew. I'm going to give them double points.
Of course.
Okay? Yeah. Are you okay with that? Because you're a champ, right? Okay.
Daily double, David.
Flutzy.
Yes.
This means that if you get this answer correct, you're going to tie Andrew. Right now, who loves you? Now, who's trying to get you back in the game? All right, with your little conspiracy and
all
shit.
Right.
Your Alex Jones shit.
I'm ready.
In the fucking shit. Shepherd's pie.
Oh, God.
Think.
That's it. That's it. Okay.
Think.
Shepherd's pie.
Think. Flutzy. Flutzy.
Yeah.
Probably going to reference
Think.
Your vagina.
Shepherd's pie. Shepherd's pie, what is something that Jimmy puts in his diaper before he puts it on his body? Okay,
Boy.
what is something that Jimmy wishes he could eat if he had teeth?
Roy.
What is something
that... might not be the right answer, but it's a good one, David.
Are you going to give it to her?
I'm going to give it to her.
Roy is so fucking hot. What does Jimmy call sheep vagina before he fucks it?
That's a good one, too.
Shepherd's
David.
Pie.
I knew it was a vagina reference.
You are dressed like a shepherd.
I know. I
and you do fuck sheep. Right, Jim?
I was
Jim,
close.
Do you? Have you ever fucked an animal? Be honest. Or at least, you know, done
Don't
something, maybe fingered something.
Well, there was a Dalmatian in 1973.
Okay, do you know what? That was a mistake. Bo, get the mic. Bo, grab the mic from Jim. That was a mistake. We don't need that.
All right.
Bo,
all right.
Double the points are at stake.
Okay.
You tie, you get this right, you tie Andrew and Flutzy. We're going into a triple header overtime sudden death question.
All right.
Ready, Bo?
I'm ready.
Oh,
I'm ready.
All right, calm it down, Roy, with the goddamn keyboard. I don't know what kind of...
Sorry, Dave.
I don't know what kind of Keystone Cops...
got me excited there. with the double...
Black and white movie way. Where people were falling down a lot. That was like a Charlie right, Chaplin, David. Buster Keaton type of gimmick.
Bring it back, David. Here we go.
This should be dramatic, right? Bo!
I'm ready.
Luck of the Irish! Think about it. Sound it out, baby.
Something I don't have in life.
I'm gonna give it to him. Specifically, what Bobo desperately needs if he's ever gonna have sex with a woman. Luck of the Irish.
Same difference.
Because quite frankly, he doesn't have a chance in hell. Right, Bo?
Yeah.
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 Well, how about this? We've got
Sudden
on
Death.
The East Side Dave Show St. Patrick's Day special, Sudden Death on the Dot! All right. Now, this last one is a call-out round. Call-out round.
All right.
Whoever's first gets it. I will let Andrea and only Andrea, Jimmy, judge who called it out first. Andrea, you're the judge. Jimmy, you've got nothing to do with this. Like your parents, we want to disown you. Here we go. In a style reminiscent of the infamous Bloody Sunday massacre. Call it out, Andrew.
I wish.
What is the East Side Dave show on St. Patrick's Day?
No. I wish the East Side Dave show dies.
How do you wish the East Side Dave show would end? Oh my God. Who's the winner? Andrew! St. Patrick's Day, Eastside Dave Show Jeopardy Champion. Roy, you're seriously high, huh?
I'm okay. Why? Was I?
Shardo. Shardo. What? He's high. Am I right?
It's hard to tell. I gotta
this
be honest.
This is, he is more really... of a disaster than usual. I feel it. Aww. But I mean it in a loving... Minus 4 points, Jim. That was supposed to be like a fun, like it's more of a disaster. You took it to a negative space. Minus 4 points. Now, Roy.
Yeah, buddy.
Your little favorite, one of your favorite friends.
Yeah.
Is here to talk about St. Patrick's Day. He's a little boy from outer space, actually. His name, he comes from very far away, from a way, way, way different galaxy. And he has the number one radio show in his galaxy. His name is Shock Jock Robot.
Shock, 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 shock.
Hi, Shock Jock Robot. How are you? You'd be better if I drowned in a bathtub like the girl from the Cranberries. That's, ouch. That was a really, that was a terrible surprise. I mean, what's surprising is that an Irish person would actually bathe. Those dirty fuckers are less clean than pig shit. I'm interpreting him, just so you know. Okay, easy. So what do you think of St. Patrick's Day, Shock Shock Robot? It's great. Except for all the Irish people. Whose breath smells worse than one of Bobo's farts. It's not necessary. What? What's the difference between Irishmen and a monkey? A monkey never accidentally knocks up his alcoholic girlfriend. Step on the punchline, Shock Jock Robot. Nor you or your master, Roy Harder, needs to step on the punchline. Your fucking sound effect. Which we went over before the show. Especially when you told me that you wanted to smoke weed. What? I don't know. What do you call an Irish actor who wears a yarmulke? Daniel Day-Jewish. stupid. I'm ignoring their applause. That was a what? What's the difference between Helen Keller and a drunk Irishman? It's easier to understand Helen Keller talk than the drunk Irishman. It's offensive. And it's mean. What? What's a gay Irish porn star's favorite thing to eat? Cum beef and faggots. Shut up, Barry. Like that. Shut up, Barry and Dad Barry. The goddamn fucking Barry twins are the most Irish people here. And I have red hair, and I'm saying that. Because you're the only one with your corned beef and cabbage, right?
I love faggage.
Cum beef and faggage. That's the one. Every once in a while, I do the little shock check. That's the one that when I was writing today, I was like, that's actually kind of fun.
They just smiled, David.
Cum beef and faggage. It's making faggage. Me smile. It was like, if I had a fucking band, I would name it Cum Beef and Faggage. Yeah. And every song would be about how much I hate Jimmy. We got a sponsor, Jimmy. Come on, don't look so down, baby. Yeah. Discount.com.
Yeah.
We need to do a live read. I mean, this chanting's happening. Discount.com is a very loyal sponsor of our shows here on Compound Media and a great site to find all your favorites at great prices, too. This month, no prices saved during their Shark Madness sale. Be sure to look for coupon codes and icons for extra savings. Classics, hard-to-find titles, and new releases, too. All in one place, deepdiscount.com. Stop wasting time searching and searching. Find your favorites. Take charge. Go buy it. No more commercials. No more edits. No more bad streams that buffer all the time. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day with a little drunk history. That's right, buy seasons 1-4 for just $10 each at deepdiscount.com. Watch and learn as historical tales are taught by totally wasted storytellers, sort of like this live read that I'm doing, a little drunkenly. DVDs include special features and a whole bunch of more shit. You're gonna love it. And you'll find new releases at deepdiscount.com. Out this week, Mortal Engines. It fucking rules. Get it for a great price at deepdiscount.com. So many prices. Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. Own your passion forever. That's right. Buy your favorites and support our sponsor. Thank you, Deep Discount. Deep Discount. Yes. Oh, yeah. Flutie, get your fucking ass up here. It's time for the flute game. Flutesy, flutesy, she is a hussy. She goes to hussy. She goes to hussy school. Flutesy, flutesy, she got a degree in being a hussy. She's a hussy.
She's got a better intro than me, David.
Why am I a hussy? Because I'm wearing a zebra pink fucking striped shirt.
No particular reason. So I know that you did the, what did you do this morning? What Compound Media show were you on today?
I wasn't. I was on the Brian McCarthy show.
The Brian McCarthy show.
Well, I guess I don't even know what he called show? It. I guess his name, Brian P. McCarthy.
That's good. You're going to get destroyed by Kevin Brennan by tomorrow.
Because hey, Kevin!
Kevin
if you're hearing
and
this,
Brian McCarthy,
oh, no.
Respect is kind of like his Roy Harder.
No, I know, but it wasn't their show. It was Brian's own show.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Okay.
It was. What do you think? It was in Brooklyn. Went to Brooklyn.
It's not Puerto Rican Day, okay? It's not Cinco de Mayo or whatever the fuck you is. It's St. Patrick's Day. How about a round of applause? Yeah. Thank
you. Dave, I see your cum on the desk.
Now we have a game prepared, and it's the crazy Puerto Rican woman plays the flute, and she is going to play a song. If you can guess the movie that the song is from, you become the March 15th, or even March 17th. I'd be okay with that. Would you be, Roy?
You know what, David? Count me in.
March 17th. Yeah. Eastside Dave Show champion. You change your Twitter profile, your Instagram, your Facebook to the March 17th or 15th, whatever you want. Eastside Dave Show champion.
I'll do that, David.
Okay, and I already see that we have
two champions calling in before the game ever took place. So this is amazing. Go for it.
Okay.
Let's go.
You actually have listeners.
I know. It's
She fucked it up, David.
I know, but you don't need to point it out.
I don't understand why that was so funny.
Just support, no, girl. But it's, I am going
when
to...
When you fuck up on a flute, you really notice it.
On a rare occasion, I'm going to defend Flutesy. As if you don't fuck up the goddamn keyboard.
I can fuck up a
time
lot.
To time. Just rewind the fucking show. At the very beginning with Waxy's Darkle, you were all over the place. I didn't know if I was listening to you some goddamn Pink Floyd concert. The keyboards were all goddamn Richard Wright-ish. Please continue. That's all.
That was the only note left.
This is not me cheating. This is me. Actually, Garrett, you know what? Who was first?
Who was first?
Who was first? I'm not going to make the... Because everyone always blames me.
It goes on line 2, line 6, line 4, line 5.
I can't see shit.
All right, Brady. Brady, you were first, according to Garrett.
You would be Mr. Champion. Yeah. Hey! Yeah.
Brady a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Yes.
And it was like, and he's from
Brady,
Colorado.
Brady is the best I've ever heard.
All right. Well, listen, Brady, do you know the song? Brady, do you need a replaying? Because let's be honest, Roy ruined the song.
Sorry, guys.
Before she replays it, can I ask one quick question about it?
Okay.
Yes.
Is it Irish themed?
Yes, it is.
Why, yes.
It's, it was chosen by the Dave Mann. It's probably my favorite. Can I call an Irish movie? Yes, I can. Fuck. Fuck you. Fuck all. And fuck everyone, okay? Fuck you, Roy, okay?
Is this angry drunk coming
yeah,
out, David?
I'm angry. Well, because Roy and I talked about it before the show, Sean O, and Roy says he hasn't seen this movie. I guarantee you, you and your brother Dan have both seen the film. It's an embarrassment.
Well, I promise you that he's also seen it, and he just doesn't know he's
seen
it.
Oh, he doesn't know? Yeah. He a little bit of this, Sean O. Burning the brain cells, baby. As De Niro said to Ray Liotta in Goodfellas, those drugs are making your mind in the mush. All right, please. Play a little for me.
Buddy.
How high are you? You're distracting everyone.
I didn't think they were looking
including
at
me and Flutesy.
Sorry, guys. Carry
on. What is this? It was like a white fucking Stevie Wonder move.
Movie, man.
All right, Brady. I'm sorry. All right, Flutesy, everyone. Flutesy.
Yeah,
all right, Brady.
Flutesy.
Brady, we're going to need an answer.
Thank you.
All right, I'm 50-50 on this, but I'm going to have to kind of guesstimate. Was that, it wasn't Danny Boy, was it?
From what movie, Brady? No. From what movie, Brady?
Oh, come on, Mr. Champion. It's in 1,000 movies. It's Danny Boy.
Okay. Get him off the phone, Kevin! Get him the fuck off the phone, man! Get him off the phone! Get him off... Get him off the phone, man!
That's pretty dangerous to play when I'm drunk.
Get him off the phone, baby! You like that, Jim?
Close call.
You like that? I almost hurt a woman? Minus 16 points. You fucking non-me-too son of a bitch. It's
not the time and place, man. You can't fuck with women these days, man. You can't do anything. You can't even flick their fucking ears, man.
That's right.
Garrett, who is next?
Sharon.
Sharon!
Woo! Oh, yeah, Sharon.
Let's be honest. We know that Sharon
may possibly
has a rivalry with Brady from Colorado, but she also has a big-time rivalry with
Mike from Hackensack.
Now, at the same time, Sharon, I'm going to tell you, Mike from Hackensack is on hold.
Ready to steal.
And I am not going to give you shit tonight.
No clue.
Usually I'd be in a generous mood, but let's be honest. Jimmy has fucked that up tonight. Okay, he's created a very dark atmosphere. An atmosphere where it's going to end like The Departed and everyone's getting shot in the fucking head.
All right,
but
I'm
the
out.
The first person is you, Jim. Round of applause. If you want to see Jimmy shot in the head, number one. Round of applause, please. Yeah? Yeah?
I mean, I'm on the fence.
Everyone wants to see that, Jim.
I'm on the fence, though.
Sharon.
Someday we're going to get a call about Jimmy David.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't know.
Hey, girl.
Sharon?
Hi.
Do you need a replay real quick, or are we good?
No, I've been listening to it. I was on hold. I heard it, and the truth is I don't fucking know. So, I have no idea.
Michael Jordan of the Flute Game does not even have a guess
I'm
here?
I'm failing.
I told you it's Irish themed. It's an Irish movie.
What? We're being fair and square.
Think about this.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sorry,
really
Sharon.
Know.
We love you, but get her off the phone, Garrett! Get her the fuck off the phone, man! That means Mike from Hackensack is next.
Let's steal.
And this son of a bitch.
Oh my God.
Is...
How embarrassing. That's
Mike,
the champ.
I believe if
loser.
You get this correct,
he's shit talking.
You tie Sharon in total championships with the Flute Game. Am I right?
That's right.
Oh my God.
Hi.
All right. Do you need a replay or. Are we good to go?
I don't need no replay. It's very homoquircical. My guess is the Boondock Saints.
Ah, Mike! You...
Get him off the fucking...
Why are you...
I thought he had it.
I thought so too, David.
Mike!
He had it.
What the fuck was that?
Get him off the fucking phone, Garrett! You got a problem with how I talk to... Fucking Mike from Hackensack, Jim, huh? Because you're giving me the fucking needle eye. I mean, Sean Barry's here. You're embarrassing me in front of my friend, Sean, and his fucking brother, Dan. You know what, Dan? You know how many fucking figures Dan pulls in a year? Eight. Eight.
What's fucking
eight
happening?
Fucking figures. You know what that means? He's rich. You know how many figures you pull in a year? Two. You make $10 a year. Fucking dick.
What just happened?
Who's next? Garrett. I'm so agitated that Mike didn't get that, Roy.
He was
confident, too.
We got more. Look at that.
What?
No one thinks that they
need a replay. What happened there?
All right, we got a cool one.
Garrett, who's next?
Steve.
Who's next?
Steve.
Steve. Steve, you're next.
All right, Steve. I believe in you.
Yes, Aaron Gobra, everybody.
I'm sorry,
Aaron
speak up.
Aaron Gobra, very nice. Huh? Do you need a replay, Steve, or are we good?
No, we're good. Mike actually had one of the two that I was guessing, and you mentioned the one that I was going to go with, so I'm going to say The Departed.
What? What are you saying?
The Departed?
The Departed?
The Scorsese movie, he always scores his flicks with rock and roll.
Let me just duck right now.
Get him off the fucking...
Holy fuck.
I tell you what, Hitlins is coming out if...
We have one more
person fucks up.
Call
Hitlins
up, guys.
Is up.
This is a doozy.
He's going to say a lot of bad shit about
please,
Bobo.
Please, someone,
people.
Save the rest of America from Hitlins.
Who the fuck is next, Garrett?
Sloan.
Kettering. What's up?
That was good.
Please help us.
3 points for you.
God damn it.
What is it?
I said happy.
Yeah, I don't know when it was. Hey, yeah, what key are you playing at? Are you? They're not even. Are you playing it in the right key?
Are you drunk?
Yes, I'm drunk. What the what fucking day do you think it is?
Why would you ask that of any of our audience members? You never ask,
are
you drunk or are you on drugs?
Ask him what cell he's in.
Don't even ask that on the Eastside Dave Show cast members. Not your own audience members.
What jail are you in?
Performing or drunk?
What jail?
What am I in?
Sloan, do you need a replay or are we good, bro?
No, I got it. It's called, if Andrea and Queens have any more cleavage, middle-aged white people are going to start vacationing there next year.
Listen, don't knock big titties, all right? Big titties is what you wish you had. First off,
I told it, y'all, that I will not.
What the fuck is happening here?
Florence are calling, Royson.
Roy, you're dead, right?
That's right, David.
Didn't your dad... You used to play soccer when you were a kid, right?
David? And I...
Hold on.
I love the story.
Your dad's German, right?
That's right, David.
And when you were, like, playing little, like, recreational soccer when you were 8, your dad would, like, scream things from the sidelines in the crowd.
That's right, David.
What would he scream?
Scoring the golden!
Scoring the golden, Roysins! Kicking the Sockins, Ballsins! Fucking the Judesins! Kill them Bobozins, light his mom's on firezins, fuck Bobo's catsins. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Zins. I like to be an Irish minzins. I like to do the greens and thingsins. I like to have lots of funsins, and I like to kill the Juju Judens.
No, Brady, you can't fucking call back, bro. I see Brady on the line again.
All right, who's next?
Gary, who's next? And Brady does not count, bro.
Joe in Long Island.
Joe from Long Island. Please put us out of this misery. I'm giving, like, maybe 2 more callers, and then that's it.
Really. All right, let's go.
Honest here.
Hello?
Joe, you're
on. Oh,
hi. How you doing, Dave?
Yes, what's up, bro?
How are you?
Do you want to replay, Joe, or do you have a guess here?
Joe, turn down your radio.
What's that, Joe?
I'm going to guess The Quiet Man.
The Quiet Man.
It is a great film, though, David.
Oh, my God. This really sucks.
This is your idea.
Right? I'll see you at the Cornerstone tomorrow night, right?
You know this song, right?
Mignola, huh?
Sean, no, you know this song?
Oh, I know it.
You know the movie, right?
Of course.
Fuck it up?
You know what?
No.
Sean O'Barry's going to get a chance to steal the point.
At the end, we have one more caller.
No, we're not doing Reich from Hackensack. Well, don't you understand that's a fucking prank caller?
Is it a prank caller? Let's do Reich. Let's do Reich.
Hey,
what?
He hosts the goddamn
fine.
Fucking show. You know why? With all due respect, you're stupid. Sean O'Barry.
I bet you Reich has the answer.
Well, I am right. It's a prank caller, bro. Sean O'Barry, to steal all the points, do you have it?
I believe the name of the movie is Braveheart. Am I right, Dave?
Oh, my God.
Wait, really?
You're right. Get him off the phone, Gary! Get Shoto off the phone! Does anyone know it? Jimmy, if there was ever a time to step up in your life, I would seriously give you 1,000 points and even consider you winning the entire show tonight. Do you have any sort of guess, Jim?
Is it Ryan's daughter?
Fuck you, Jim. Minus 9,000 points. You are out of the race. You are the worst contestant in the history of the Eastside Dave Show and the worst cast member in the history of the Eastside Dave Show.
What do we have
your
here?
Parents were right. They should have thrown you into the Hudson River. Bo.
Holy shit.
You have a guess? I know you're not going to get it, Bo. You don't see these movies.
Don't doubt.
I've probably seen the movie, but don't really remember the score that well.
That meant nothing to the show. Dan, Shoto's brother.
I'm busy making 8 figures over here, Dave.
Sing.
I'm a little busy.
What about all right? Thank you, Dan. Pass the microphone back. What about Mike, who doesn't want to be on camera? Let's pass the microphone back to Mike.
Andrea, pass the microphone. Mike does not want to be on camera.
That's right.
Drew, get a nice shot. Mike, you hate being on camera.
It's fine.
But now you're on camera. You have a guest.
David, real quick, does Mike remind you of a bizarro Gaby baby?
He does. He reminds me.
Oh, my God, that's what I thought, too.
He does.
Gabriel was friendly, though, and extroverted. Mike, very much ISIS and introverted, in my opinion. We love him anyway. Look at this ball of Jameson that he gave me. And I ain't sharing this.
Can I hear it again?
Fuck balls. This shit's mine after this disaster of a program. All yous. Mike.
It's pretty good, David.
Yeah. Mike. Does anyone in the booth.
No answer.
Know the fucking song.
Is it The Hobbit?
Holy shit. Drew. Garrett. Seriously.
Nobody.
Garrett, do you know the song?
Wait, we got Robert one more here? Caller, Dave.
One more caller.
One more caller.
Want to take a shot at it?
Well, let's put him online, Garrett.
Leprechaun just...
Let's put him on the air. What a goddamn fucking disgrace.
Guys, don't fail me now.
Dave, is this him, Garrett? Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
All right, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
What is it?
Hey, yeah, I got a guess.
Yes.
Nice.
Is it Danny Boy, the movie?
Wait.
God. Garrett, obviously you were smoking pot with Roy before the show.
Was David?
You're high.
Holy parted. Shit.
Drew, you don't have a guess.
I could say that I didn't know it, but I think somebody else might know it in the
No, there's no more.
I want there to be. I want Reich. I want Reich.
I am giving 30 seconds to.
We got one more call, Dave.
I am literally saying this. Wait a second. Hold on, I'm gonna put a lot at stake right here because I'm so fucking disappointed in all this shit that if we don't get an answer in the next 30 seconds, I'm canceling the East Side Dave show.
No, you're not. I'll take it over.
I am. Okay, you're not taking over shit.
I'm gonna take it over, Reich. Right. Hit me.
Let's cancel Dave.
Yeah, right. I know exactly. Yeah, the Louisa show.
The Flootsy show, first off.
An hour and a half of, look how big my earrings are. Look at my ass. Episode 2, I ran out of shit to say. This is much harder than I thought.
At least I didn't make, you know, of all the songs.
Shut
up. Of all the songs.
Shut the fuck up. Doug, go.
Yo, I've been listening to the show like the last 20 minutes and you haven't played it again. I haven't even heard it.
Why give him a replay?
All right. You know what? You're very demanding. Okay.
This is easy. One of the greatest Irish gangster films ever. Period.
Oh, now I know.
Ever!
Is that the Lord of the Rings?
What's the time? Because if we don't get an answer in the next 24 seconds, the show is done. I am canceling the show.
I've never walked.
We don't get an answer in the next 24 goddamn. Garrett, just put the caller line number 2 up.
I swear to God, I hope you get it.
Flutzy,
please
stop. It's fucking Mike from Hackensack. God damn it, get a goddamn fucking clue already.
I mean,
no, line 2. What's your
I'm
name?
Hopeful.
I know, but you know, you're also retarded. In addition to being hopeful,
sometimes
line 2
could be right.
Bradley.
What?
Bradley.
Bradley, what's your fucking guess, pal?
Bradley.
Is it the leprechaun?
Line 5, Garrett, put him up. Let's go. We have 18 seconds until the East Side Dave show gets canceled.
That was the song I wanted to
18
tell.
18 seconds.
Ken?
What's your name? What? Oh, my God.
Who are you?
You're obviously using Jimmy's cell phone service because it's shitty.
Who are you?
Just like Jim. Let's go to the guy who... let's go line 2 quickly. Quickly, quickly, quickly. They're not talking. Go to line 2. Hurry. We have 14 seconds. And then the East Side Dave show is officially canceled. And what a way. What a way to go out, by the
it's
way.
On your song.
I know. It's not how I want to go out
Dave,
either.
I think
but,
I know it.
You know.
Wait.
Well, we got enough.
Just shush. Line 2.
Miller's Crossing.
Ah!
There it is. What,
is that
Reich? What's your name?
Is that Reich?
What's your name?
My fucking guy.
Yeah, from Long Island.
What's your name?
Joe.
Joe from Long Island. The different lines, Lucy. Way to read the goddamn phone bag.
I can't read shit.
Joe from Long Island. Yeah! That was easy. That was easy to do.
Miller's Crossing.
Joe from Long Island saved the East Side Dave show tonight. I'm sure there are some people who were like, damn it, Joe.
Yeah, really.
But Joe from Long Island saved the East Side Dave show. And Joe, that means you're the March 15th and March 17th East Side Dave show champion.
Holy shit.
Andrew Twitter Pro.
I think
the most controversial.
Get out of here. Look at everyone. That was way too much work. I tell you what. The fact that people don't know Miller's Crossing is fucking embarrassing, bro. It's the fucking Coen brothers, man. Everyone's seen Big Lebowski and No Country for Old Men and fucking Fargo and yeah, I'm looking at you, Jim, and everything in between. They've seen all these guys, Raising Arizona. You've seen all the Coen brothers movies. Miller's Crossing, an argument can be made that it's the best Coen brothers movie, and it happens to be about an Irish fucking gang in Chicago starring Irishman Gabriel Byrne. Miller's Crossing. If you don't know it, watch it this Sunday on St. Patrick's Day.
Buy it
asshole.
On deepdiscount.com.
I tell you what. Plus 2 points, baby. Plus 2 points for plugging our sponsor, babe. Plus 2 points. All right, you got anything to say about that? Plus 2 points.
I'm happy about that.
Minus 6 points for gloating. Dude, I am... Bo, I actually want to talk to you for a little bit. No, not up here. Not up here.
All right, good.
No, but seriously, what were your feelings about the fucking Giants letting Landon Collins and Odell Beckham Jr. escape, two guys under the age of 29 years old, two Pro Bowlers, multiple-time Pro Bowlers, arguably the best Giants defensive guy and the best Giants. Sean O'Barry, be quick. Offensive guy, what are your fucking opinions about this shit, Bo?
I do not think this upcoming season I'll be able to watch without being extremely blacked out drunk.
Right? Wait, what? He's going to be blacked out drunk? Get up here, Bo. Get up here. Actually, you know what? Get up here. Get up here. To the stage, everyone. His name is Bo.
I don't think I could stomach a season going into it that we're going to tank.
Dave and Bubba on WFAN, Sports Talk Radio, 660 AM. Anything else?
I might also... And I've heard times when I've gotten angry after a game when I'm not satisfied with the outcome, nearly smashing my TV.
He's got an anger problem, David Bubba, on the fan.
I might actually destroy my own TV watching during the football season.
He's going to cause damage on television, David Bubba, on the fan, WFAN, baby. This is our audition tape for WFAN, okay? Now, there's someone also who wants to talk to you real quick.
Yeah.
Hi, you little fuckball. It's me.
How you doing, little Davey?
Not too good, baby. You know why?
Why?
Because you haven't given me my fucking $3,000. Now, we made a fucking bet. Don't go off camera, baby.
You're causing me to have to smuggle pot out of Canada to make that up that money.
You okay, baby? Just confess to a federal crime live on Compound Media, baby?
No,
you
but...
You get into trouble, you know.
But I might have to resort to that, wink, wink.
How do you think the Mets are going to do, baby? Because I think they're going to suck fucking dicks.
I think...
Fuck you, baby. Do you suck dicks?
I think we're either going to win 95 games...
You're right.
Or I'm going to end up destroying my TV at least twice during the season.
Wow. You're like Elvis, baby, destroying televisions all the time.
Well, I don't say I'm nearly...
You're not as physical as Elvis?
I've thrown...
You're not as...
I've thieved fast remotes.
One thing straight, you motherfucking asshole. When I fucking talk, you shut your big fat Jew lips.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. You don't interrupt little fucking Davey.
Okay.
Now you shut up.
All right.
Because I'm pretty fucking drunk today.
All right.
On St. Patrick's Day.
All right.
Shut your fucking mouth, man. You don't fuck with me?
Okay.
Okay. Is that what all you got to say, baby? Okay, how about this, baby? I'm going to put a smile on your face right now. Get out of here.
Oh, my God. Who needs going to Canada when you got this?
What's this obsession with Canada, baby?
Well, you know what's legal in Canada?
Yeah.
Well, let's just say you can go to Canada and have some nice feel-good medicine. Get some nice feel-good medicine while you're there.
The fuck is he talking about, Roy?
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't want no part of this.
Puff.
Roy is very high and Big Davey's drunk, so we don't...
You're consuming exactly what I might consume when I'm on Canada.
Am I allowed to finish my thought, or you just gonna keep talking over me, you little piece of shit? Even though Hitler was right about your people, things would have been a lot better. We could have rounded your peoples up, put you in a nice attic with Anne Frank, and you guys were playing Parcheesi together, and then, what's that smell? Oh no, it's poison gas.
Not a
fast friends. Like ticks on a clock. Fast friends. Suck each other's cock.
Fast friends.
Like teas and flicks.
Fast friends.
Suck each other's dicks. Best friends. Like a girl and a boy. Best friends. How high is Roy? Best friends. Go give me some grub. Best friends. Roy's gonna OD in a bathtub. Best friends. Alright, baby. So long. Get the fuck out of here, baby.
Bravo, everyone.
He did a little.
Did you see that one?
A little baseball.
The top of the morning to
you. I have to ask, was Lil Davey really sucking his
cap? That was a Babe Ruth move. He was just scurrying back and then tip of the cap.
Andrea, do me a favor. Andrea, would you mind lifting up your left arm for a second there, really?
Why?
Just want to.
What's happening here?
Oh no, never mind. It's okay. It's cool.
What was that all about?
I thought she had a tag on there.
All right.
Listen. I mean, Roy's checking everyone's.
I have. Listen, football season is one thing, but I am really excited that finally, motherfucker, baseball season is back, and right?
Yeah.
The Yankees are back, and Boza, shitty Mets are back, and also some big names. You know, Bryce Harper went to the Phillies, and Manny Machado is on the Padres. And here's something that's kind of interesting.
See.
As we head into the baseball season of 2019, I did want to mention that Albert Pujols... is on the verge of joining a very exclusive club this year, Roy. Are you with us?
I'm not, David.
No,
I don't know about it.
Albert Pujols crushed his 500th career homer for the Angels in 2014. But then Albert Pujols became the ninth player to reach the 600 homer mark 3 years later. Now, last May, Albert Pujols became the 32nd member of the 3,000 hit club.
I wish you'd retire.
And Albert. And Albert Pujols.
Oh, God, there it is.
Is on the cusp of reaching a benchmark that is more exclusive than. Any of the above. assuming Albert Pujols stays healthy, he will become just the fifth player to reach the 2,000 RBI.
Can't be his real name.
I see what's happening here, Sean. I think I see what's happening here.
I don't get it, Dave.
Okay, so he's a first baseman for the Angels, formerly of the Cardinals.
Yeah.
He spells his name Pujols, but it's pronounced Albert Shono.
Yeah.
Pujols.
Oh, he's got more than one, you know? Is it S at the end?
He's got two of them.
It's at least two.
Albert Pujols.
One of the holes the poo coming out of. That's why it's so funny.
Good, right?
Oh, no.
Albert Pujols. Get it?
Yeah, because the shit comes out of there.
Albert. Oh. Pujols. Pujols. Pujols.
Stop it.
Pujols. 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 Right? Pujols. Pujols. So anyway, Sean O loves Albert Pujols. Pujols, everyone.
Oh, man.
Okay, now we only have a couple minutes left. I demonstrated how you're supposed to do an Irish dance. Roy, play a little Irish jig music because we have to do this final game and we have to get the fuck out of here and go to John Sullivan's and drink our faces off.
Impressive, I might add.
Obviously, if I was in the competition, I would be the winner.
You would have won that for
but
sure.
But I'm not in the competition. The following game is simply called Impress Roy with Your Irish Dancing Skills. Now, who is participating? And I don't want no bullshit from, you know, where you do your... It's got to be the Irish jig. Who's participating? Andrew? You're in? Flutzy, are you in?
Fine.
Jimmy?
I can play?
You can play this one, Jim.
Right.
Okay, Andrea? Yes?
Yeah.
Robert? Robert's in. Good. Bo, you in?
I have little experience doing it.
That means Bo's in! All right, quickly. So we're just going to go around the room. Andrew, you're first. We're just going to do it in goddamn left to right. Let's go.
Here we go. Hey, big A.
First thing I get right in front of Bo. Right in front of Bo.
Are you ready, buddy?
Yes. Here we go.
Let's go.
Go for it. Zoom out as much as possible so we can get the legs. Zoom out. Then get back. And zoom out, Drew, if you can. This is not bad, Andrew. This is not bad, Andrew. Yeah! Andrew! You know what? I like that, Andrew. I like that. Let's go, Flutzy. Let's go. Come on. Got me fast. She's still got that fucking tag on her arm. Let's go. Not bad. She's doing something with her hair. We're not exactly sure what that is, but this is good. This is better. Oh, that was quick. Very quick. She gave up a little quickly, but that was pretty good. All right, Bo, you're next. Let's go. Bo. Awful. Terrible. All right, get him out. Whoa, everyone, that was terrible. That was awful. Andrea, get up there. Let's go. Come on, Andrea. Let's go. Oh, no. See, she knows it. Andrea is good. She's right on the ball. She knows, and she's drinking. Jameson in that water bottle. Do not be confused. Andrea, let's go. I love it. Robert, get up here. No, Robert. Let's go. Come on, Robert. Oh, I love this. He's got that jacket on, too. That was good, Robert. I like Robert. All right, Jimmy. Close it up. Yep, this is it. And then Roy's going to select the winner. Not bad, Jim.
Wow.
Not bad at all.
BDP. Again.
All right, so Roy's the judge. I will. I don't determine this at all. You had Andrew, who I thought killed it. I thought Flutie did a nice job. A little short. You cut yourself off a little quickly.
I did like the hair thing. That was kind of cool.
I did. I thought Flutie did a nice job.
Yep.
Bo, you were by far the worst. You were horrendous. Andrea, you did a fantastic job. Robert, I thought you were spectacular.
Yeah.
Jimmy, I thought you were pretty damn good, bro. For a change, you're usually terrible, and usually your parents are right about you. They should have thrown you off the goddamn GWB into the Hudson River as a baby and had you drowned to death. But Roy's going to select the champion now.
Oh, awesome, David, but there's only one winner tonight.
You should get a crowd shot here, Drew, baby.
Tonight's right. Winner, you can feel his prayers being answered as I... say it. Jimmy, congratulations, buddy. You won.
Jimmy wins. Oh, my God. On St. Patrick's Day, Jimmy has won his first championship. Oh, Jimmy. All right. I guess we can get... Well, actually, Jimmy, since you won, do you want to... I feel like I owe you something. Do you have, like, a little song or poem? Honestly, I don't want it to be long. We're supposed to be leaving by now. Could you just do something quick because you won a championship, and I feel like you should get a little spotlight here.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to give you a beat, Jimmy.
How about do the song? Fuck the poem, okay, pal?
Do the song? Okay,
Jimmy, Roy, get close to going into Damn It's Been a Real Fun Day. Okay. He's clearly.
All right, here we go. You ready, buddy?
Go ahead.
What's wrong with me going into a fetal position? I have a lot of chaos. I won't go into submission. You might not like me because I smell like a working man, but I work hard with my Irish sweat. I'm no Peter Pan. I have some issues. No big deal. My tongue is like a viper. And if you decide to treat me good, I'll let you touch my diaper. Fetal position. I'm... that's my mission.
What is happening?
So I have little stunted growth. I'm from a broken family. I might have a psyche that I know.
Okay, please.
Don't ever call me Emily.
Okay, Jim. Thank you.
My family came
That's great.
From the Emerald
Thanks,
Isle.
Jim.
There's no disgrace in
All right.
that.
Okay.
I have myself a unique style.
Fine.
So
Fine.
You can go shit in your hat. What's
going
on?
Please, Jim.
Going into
please wrap it up, Jimmy.
I have a lot of chaos.
Holy fuck.
I will go into submission. You might not like me because I smell like a working man.
Not
you
in the garden of the Jim. Not a 16-minute song, Jim. All right. Jimmy!
Wow. Intense, buddy.
No, my gut was right. I should never give him the microphone, nor the spotlight. Minus 8,000 points. Tonight's winner in a surprise victory. Three-way tie. Sean O'Barry, Dan Barry, and Mike. And Mike! That's your Eastside Dave Show champion tonight. How do you like them apples, baby? Sorry, Andrew. I know you're used to winning championships.
Yes.
Andrew's like Tom Brady, man. If he doesn't win a championship, he's actually getting visibly upset. He's right about to throw down his fucking helmet. You're always a champion,
yes.
baby. You don't need one more championship. You're not like, with all due respect, you're not like Jimmy. He's never been a champion.
Oh.
Until just 4 minutes ago. But Unfortunately, I have the power to overrule Roy, and I am right now. Robert, the intern, won the dance competition, and Jimmy, your championship has been taken away. It's been rescinded, pal. No championship for you. Now let's end this with a pleasant song, okay? Robert the intern, congratulations, pal. Okay, ready? I think you know the words here. Damn, it's been a real fine day. Damn, it's been a real fine day. Ain't got the blues, ain't got time for bad news. Damn, it's been a real fine day. Damn, it's been a real fun day. From Long Island to West LA. No need to worry, cause I ain't in no hurry. Damn, it's been a real fun day. There's a whole lot of trouble out in this world. Yeah, a whole lot of worry, a whole lot of worry. Now that I had you come into my life, there's a whole lot of reason to say, damn, it's been a real fine day. Damn, it's been a real fine day. Got on my new shoes, ain't no way we're gonna lose. Cause damn, it's been a real fine day. Yeah, what's going on here? Woo! What you just experienced is what, Andrew?
Eastside Dave Show!
Eastside Dave Show! St. Patrick's Day special, Daddy! The most glorious one of all! I should fall from gates of God, where no doctor can relieve me. Buried deep the sun, angels won't receive me. Let me go, boys. Let me go, boys. Let me go down in the mud. The rivers are dry. The slave was always on. Proud land of our fathers. Close to us and them, not to any of the others. Let them go, boys. Let them go, boys. Let them go down in the mud. The rivers are dry. Roy Hodder! Where no doctor can relieve me. Buried deep the sun. When angels will receive me. Let me go, boys. Let me go, boys. Let me go down in the mud. The river's all run dry. Let me go down in the mud. River's all run dry. One more now. Let me go down in the mud. The river's all run dry. One more now. Let me go down in the mud. The river's all run dry. Two more now. Let me go down in the mud. The river's all run dry. One more now. Let me go down in the mud. River's all run dry. Two more now. Let me go down in the mud. River's all run dry. One more now. Let me go down in the mud. River's all run dry. Two more now. Let me go down in the mud. River's all run dry. One more now. Let me go down in the mud. River's all run dry. In my shot, fall from face to God. Where no jack can relieve me. Angels come and see me. Let me go, boys. Let me go, boys. Let me go down in the mud. Rivers all run dry.
Ow! You know where you are. You're in the Inside Dave Show, baby. You're gonna die.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, motherfucker.